You're listening to the audio production of The Yada Yada Prayer Group Gets Down by Nita Jackson, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Julie Rogers. Please note that you may download an accompanying PDF that provides enhanced materials for this audiobook. To download the PDF, please visit harperchristianaudio.com. To Pat Hall, the real bandana woman, who is now my friend and sister in the faith. Prologue. Chicago's Labor Day weekend, 2002. The southbound elevated train squealed to a metallic stop on the trestles above Morse Avenue, and its doors slid open. On the street below, a slim figure slouching in the recessed doorway of the wig shop squinted intently through her wraparound shades at the train platform spanning the overpass. The commuter cars looked full, but only two women got off and started down the stairs to street level. The woman in the doorway swore, sending expletives like a stream of spit toward the sidewalk. Three trains had come by already, and she hadn't seen an easy mark yet. Not with today being Sunday and tomorrow the Labor Day holiday. Mostly young folks heading downtown for the jazz fest in Grant Park or coming back. The northbound would arrive soon, disgorging a handful of teenagers in baggy pants, returning after a long day along Chicago's lakefront, noses burnt and ears plugged into their music. Maybe a few haggard parents who were smart enough to leave early with strollers, backpacks, and whiny preschoolers. If only it was a work day. A bunch of skirts and suits would be coming home. Tired, not so alert. 20s and 50s in their purses and wallets. Once they separated and headed onto the side streets of the Rogers Park neighborhood toward the brick apartment buildings turned condos or the old two-story homes jammed between, hitting on a mark was usually just a matter of smooth timing. But she couldn't wait till Tuesday. She needed some cash now. The 10 blue Valium pills she washed down with a glass of vodka that morning hadn't suffocated the depression that was pulling her down, down into a bottomless black hole, threatening to swallow her. Body and soul. She had to get some smack. Soon. The southbound pulled out overhead as the two ex-passengers spilled from the doors of the Morse Avenue station on street level. The figure in the doorway straightened, eyeing the pair. The first was a young woman, tall, nicely dressed in a white tailored pantsuit, straight black hair pulled back into a ponytail, a black handbag slung over her shoulder, and an older woman, her dark hair wound into a bun, wearing a navy skirt, red blazer, and sensible shoes with low heels. Their faces...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?